This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وأوحينا إلى أم موسى أن أرضعيه فإذا خفت عليه فألقيه في اليم ولا تخافي ولا تحزني إنا رادوه إليك وجاعلوه من المرسلين.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما كنت بجانب الغربي إذ قضينا إلى موسى الأمر وما كنت من الشاهدين. صدق الله العظيم. So yes, we concluded in the previous segment on the aspect of the Torah, هُدَى لِلنَّاسِ. It was a source of guidance. وَرَحْمَةً, a mercy. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ, so that people can reflect. بَصَائِرَ لِلنَّاسِ, an eye-opener. But we also spoke about the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَوْ كَانَ مُوسَى حَيًّا, if Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was alive today, meaning in the period of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَمَا وَسِعَهُ إِلَّا اتِّبَاعِي, then he also will have to follow my teachings, i.e. the teachings of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We do know that Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam will descend before Qiyamah. It is one of the signs of Qiyamah, and he will come and execute the teachings and follow the Sharia of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So on that note, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala somewhat concludes the story, the narrative, the tale, the discussion of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and the tyranny of Pharaoh, etc. And in the subsequent verses, verse 44 onwards, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cites different proof, witness and evidence to the veracity of the message of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we do know that the people of Mecca, the mushrikeen of Mecca, the polytheists of Mecca, they denied the prophethood of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَيَقُولُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَسْتَ مُرْسَلًا, the concluding verses of chapter 13, Surah Al-Ra'd, in Juz 13. And the disbelievers say, you are not a prophet. Say unto them, قُلْ كَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَكُمْ, Allah is a sufficient witness to my prophethood. وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ, and likewise, any person who has the knowledge of the book, the divine scriptures, the Torah, the Injil, he's honest and he's frank and he's candid and he's not biased, then he will attest to the prophethood of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبَنَاءَهُمْ, they recognize him as they recognize their own children. الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا عِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ, that they find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Mufti Shafi'a rahimahullah makes an amazing mention here. He says, Allah did not say يَجِدُونَ نَعْتَهُ, الَّذِي يَجِدُونَهُ. Allah did not say that they find in the Torah and the Injil the description or the profile or the qualities or the attribute of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rather, Allah said, يَجِدُونَهُ, they find him, meaning such detailed account of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was mentioned. So we move on. What is the proof? Verse 44. وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرِ وَمَا كُنْتَ, and O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you were not on the western side. You were not on the western side. إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ, when we passed the decree and the command to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ, and you were not amongst those that witnessed this. You were not amongst those that were present. So what's the proof that has been mentioned here? Everybody knew, and it was no secret, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was unlettered. مَا كُنْتَ تَتْلُو مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنْ كِتَابِ وَلَا تَخُطُّهُ بِيَمِينِكِ إِذَا لَرْتَابَ الْمُبْطِلُونَ, if you were to write and record and you were literate, then they would argue and say, perhaps you intercepted information from previous books, etc., that was transmitted to you, and you're reading from there, you intercepting information from there, you heard from this one, it was transmitted. But they all knew that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ummi, he was unlettered. So the question is then, how is it that he gives a detailed account of incidents that happened way past in time, you know, in bygone years, in the years gone by, in complete detail, with absolute authenticity. مَا كُنْتَ تَعْلَمُهَا أَنْتَ وَلَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ هَذَا وَإِنْ كُنْتَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ لَمِنَ الْغَافِلِينَ. Prior to us revealing the chapter on Yusuf alayhi salam, on narrating the tale of Nuh alayhi salam, neither were you informed, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor was the nation that preceded you, or nor were the people around you informed of what had happened previously. But it is through revelation, and that is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conveys to the mushrikeen of Makkah, and by extension to the entire world. The proof of the prophethood of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is that he's giving you authentic information on the incidents, the stories, and the tales that had happened in the past. وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ. And surely you were not on the western side. إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ. When we had passed the decree to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to go and convey the message of Allah to Pharaoh. وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ. You were not amongst those who witnessed it. You were not amongst those who were present to it. You know, sometimes you're in a social gathering and then you have an individual who's abreast with all happenings. Local news, global news, social news, political news, economic news, you know, things that haven't yet been revealed or unveiled or hasn't yet come out in the public domain. But some person's got, you know what, secret information through which he gets his sources, etc. And people are like, wow, this guy has got his hand on the finger on the pulse and he's well informed. And, you know, he's up to scratch and he's got the latest news, etc. And everybody is, you know, impressed by his info, etc. And this is just worldly related, and more than often it is inaccurate. Either there's an addition or an omission, or there's an exaggeration. But here you have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam narrating to you all the incidents of the past in absolute detail, which is a proof of his prophethood. So that is verse 44. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further discusses the same point. وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الْغَرْبِيِّ إِذْ قَضَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى الْأَمْرَ وَمَا كُنْتَ مِنَ الشَّاهِدِينَ وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَا قُرُونًا فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ. However, وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَا, we raised, we created nations, قُرُونًا فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ أي فَطَالَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ. And with the passage of time, so from Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam right up to your era, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُرُونًا. There were so many nations, there were so many groups, there were so many people that came, occupied, inhabited the earth. فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ. Life passed on, time dragged on. And with the passage of time, divine teachings, unfortunately, were forgotten by people, neglected by others, and people became heedless, unmindful, and oblivious. And through the grace and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every time a nation and a people had forgotten their cause and they had strayed away, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send a reminder. ثُمَّ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلَنَا تَتْرَى. In Juz 18, chapter 23, Surah Mu'minun, Allah says, then we send prophets in succession. And of course, the Anbiya alayhim as-salam came to convey that message. أَنْشَأْنَا, we raised, we created قُرُونًا nations. فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ. Life passed on, and what happened beyond that point? Time dragged on and they forgot. You just see, you know, you have that invigoration, that boost. It is Hajj, it is Ramadan. And then as the months go by, as the weeks go by, that whole spirit dwindles. That whole spirit dwindles. Again, there comes some awakening, significant event. And then people are reminded. And once again, they realign themselves. Again, time passes on. And unfortunately, humans become heedless and negligent. وَلَكِنَّا أَنْشَأْنَا قُرُونًا فَتَطَاوَلَ عَلَيْهِمُ الْعُمُرُ وَمَا كُنْتَ ثَاوِيًا فِي أَهْلِ مَدْيَنَ تَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. Likewise, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
You were not present amongst the people of Madian. Thawiyan ay muqiman. You did not reside in that era. You did not live in that time. But you give a detailed account of the people of Madian. The people of Madian in a nutshell, Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salatu wasalam was sent to them. So the Quran references two people in the tale of Shu'aib alayhi salam. وَإِلَى مَدِيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. And to the people of Madian, their brother Shu'aib was sent. كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Chapter 26, the chapter on poets, Surah Shu'ara. Some argue that the people of Aika, Aika literally means dense trees, forests. Some say the people of Aika and the people of Madian were the same. But subhanAllah, look at how the scholars dissect it. And the preferred opinion is no. The people of Aika was a different nation. Because Allah didn't refer to Shu'aib alayhi salam as the brother of Aika. He referred to Shu'aib alayhi salam as the brother of the people of Madian. Of the people of Madian, وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ. And to Madian, أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Their brother Shu'aib was sent. But when it came to the people of Aika, which by location it was a dense trees and forest, Allah said, كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُمْ شُعَيْبٌ. That the people of Aika belied the message of the prophets. And that's the general tone of the Quran, that Allah referred to each nation that they denied the message of all the messengers, although they denied the message of their prophet, simply because the message of all the prophets were common. So denying one prophet was tantamount to denying all the prophets. And that's the preferred opinion, that these were two different nations, ummatan, ba'athallahu ilayhima shu'ayba, ba'athallahu ilayhima shu'ayba, two nations to whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent Shu'aib alayhi salam. In fact, in verse 198 of chapter 26, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how Allah had destroyed them in a very mysterious way. فَأَخَذَهُمْ عَذَابُ يَوْمِ الظُّلَّةِ. Chapter 26, the chapter on poets, verse 198, that they were gripped and seized by the punishment of a canopy. So scholars of tafsir say it was extremely hot, it was scorching, it was sweltering. And then there was a cloud that was giving off a gentle breeze. And then people converged and congregated beneath this cloud, almost like a divine air conditioner. And when everyone had converged, instead of rain coming down or gentle rain, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down fire and they were destroyed. إِنَّهُ كَانَ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ عَظِيمٍ. So, وَمَا كُنْتَ ثَاوِيًا وَمَا كُنْتَ مُقِيمًا. And O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you did not reside, you did not live in the period, in the era, in the time of Shu'aib alayhi salam. تَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِنَا. That you recite to them our verses. It could either mean the people of Madian. You were not there at that time reciting to them. وَلَكِنَّا كُنَّا مُرْسِلِينَ. But it is us who send prophets, and we have sent you as a prophet. So the verses and the impression and the message through these verses, verse 44 and 45, is to impress upon the disbelievers yet another proof to the prophethood of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But how can this man tell you of Madian? How can this man tell you about Nuh alayhi salam? How can he inform you of the tale of Yusuf alayhi salam? Surely there has to be some authentic source through which he's getting his information, and that is revelation. And for revelation to come, a person is a prophet. So we know the disbelievers of Makkah, they objected and they said, وَقَالُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنُ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنَ الْقَرْيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمٍ. But perhaps they should have been, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, a more deserving candidate to be the recipient of the Qur'an. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. What an audacity, what a blasphemy to say that, نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was not the most suitable individual to receive the Qur'an. الْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, الْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And they said, probably the likes of Abu Jahl, between these two cities, Makkah and Ta'if, the likes of Abu Jahl, he was more prominent. And what did they say? لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ فَيَكُونَ مَعَهُ نَذِيرًا أَوْ يُلْقَى إِلَيْهِ كَنْزٌ فَتَكُونَ لَهُ جَنَّةٌ يَأْكُلُ مِنْهَا. But there should be an angel supporting him. He should have a garden. He should be able to, you know what, climb, ascend to the skies, and then come down with a divine note. And then to وَلَن نُؤْمِنَ لِرُقِيِّكَ حَتَّى تُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا كِتَابًا نَقْرَأُ. That go up, ascend, and then descend, and come down with a divine letter, endorsing your prophethood. So the Prophet ﷺ came with the Quran and he conveyed it, and the Quran endorsed the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yasin wal Quran al Hakim innaka lamin al mursaleen. Allah says, surely you are from amongst the prophets. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in verse 46? Wama kunta bijanib at-tur idh nadayna, and you were surely not on the side of Mount Tur. You were not there. Mount Sinai, and alhamdulillah, I had the opportunity of traveling there on a particular trip. It was a long, drive from Cairo, 500 odd kilometers, and we went to Mount Tur, Mount Sinai, and we even climbed this on camelback for 3 long hours. The locals would tell you this is Jabal Munajat, right? The mountain in which Munajat communication had taken place. And it was an amazing journey. I still remember it was years gone by. But for 3 long hours on camelback, we climbed right to the top till we summited this mountain and we, reached the top. And of course, we met people there. There are monasteries, etc. So this is a place in which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had received Nabuwat. And of course, there were multiple times that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went back to Mount Tur. وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ 70 رَجُلًا لِمِيقَاتِنَا. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam had taken 70 people with him in one of his subsequent visits to Mount Tur. So in verse 46 of chapter 28, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كُنْتَ بِجَانِبِ الطُّورِ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you were not present on the side of Mount Tur when we were conversing, communicating, and blessing Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam with Nabuwah, فَاسْتَمِعْ لِمَا يُوحَى. Listen, O Musa, attentively. إِذْ نَادَيْنَا, when we called out. وَلَكِنْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّنَا. وَلَكِنْ رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. But this is the sheer mercy of your Lord. إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا. وَكَانَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكَ عَظِيمًا. The grace of Allah, the boon of Allah, the mercy of Allah upon you is enormous and huge. It is the mercy of Allah that you have been selected as a Nabi. مَا كُنْتَ تَرُجُوا أَن يُلْقَى إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابِ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. This is the grace of Allah that the Quran has been revealed to you. لِتُنْذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ نَذِيرٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. So we have selected you as a prophet, and this is the message. You narrating all these incidents, and the only way you can get this information is through revelation, which affirms your prophethood. So what an audacity for these people to deny your prophethood, Hence, when they accused the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam of insanity, wal-iyadhu billah, then Allah said, Allah didn't say your prophet is not insane. Allah said, wama sahibukum bimajnoon. Your companion, because you lived amongst him, you seen him, you witnessed him. For 40 years you knew he lived the most noble, pure, wholesome life. Impeccable, blemishless, just par excellent in every regard. Now when he's conveying the message, how is it that you doubt his message? قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَعِذُكُمْ بِوَاحِدًا أَن تَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ مَثْنَا وَفُرَادًا ثُمَّ تَتَفَكَّرُوا. Say unto them, I'm giving you one advice, right? Pay up in two or alone and put your thinking cap on and apply your mind. You know for a fact Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is not insane. Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bimajnoon. Allah takes an oath of the pen and what it has recorded. Surely ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bimajnoon. You are not insane, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So yes, you are the prophet, and why have we sent you? لِتُنْذِرَ, to warn. Now, nadhir in Arabic doesn't just mean a warner, but a warner who has deep affection. And that reminds us as a parent, as a teacher, as a guardian, as a mentor. It's just not the sheer execution or discharging of a duty, but rather it is what they say in English, a true teacher is one who does not teach for the income, but rather the outcome. So the passion with which you exhibit مثلي ومثلكم كمثل رجل أوقد نارا. My example and your example is of a person who kindled a fire. فجعل الجنادب والفراش يقعن فيها, and the insects and the moths are falling inside, and he's trying to move it away, but it's just going in. And that is my analogy. I'm holding you by your waist, and I'm trying to divert you from hell, and you're slipping away and heading into the fire. لتنذر قوما ما أتاهم من نذير من قبلك لعلهم يتذكرون. So we have sent you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so that you can remind these people that they, a nation who had not been warned previously. Remember this period between Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referred to as the period of Fatrat. الزمن الذي لم يبعث فيه نبي, in which a prophet had not come. So this is the proof of the prophethood of the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah has sent down the nabi, and Allah has revealed the book, so that no soul can stand up on the day of qiyamah and say, ما جاءنا من بشير ولا نذير. Nobody informed us, hence we were unaware.